Just Jake and the goalie now. This was the goalie who had been talking nonstop since the game began. Talking to his teammates, to the refs, to the Belmont players, to his coach, even to his buddies in the stands. One of those guys. Coming way up into the field even when he didn't have to. Showing off constantly. Making flashier plays than he needed to make. How much did Jake hate that in any sport? Making, hey, look at me, saves and heaves and kicks and dives. Another one of the Lincoln team who wasn't going to hang back. Wasn't his style. And this guy was all style. He wasn't going to be looking for his defense to bail him out, somehow get back into the play, somehow get between him and Jake. You could see by the look on his face that this was the way he wanted it. The way it was. The way Jake wanted it. Me against you. Jake knew that eventually, even in team sports, it always came down to that in the end. He had always been a team man in soccer, from the beginning. But in sports, you always looked for the moment when it was man on man, one on one, my best against yours. From the time Jake first started watching sports on television, he'd heard football announcers talking about how quarterbacks didn't really make it in the NFL until the game slowed down for them, until they could sit back there in the pocket and feel as if the play developing in front of them was in slow motion. Jake felt that way now, even though he was flying, even though he'd made guys on the other team go flying past him. Pick your spot, his mom had always told him, from the first time they were kicking the ball around in the backyard, and the goal was the area between two stakes in the fence around the swimming pool. Pick your spot, unless the goalie commits first. Most of all, don't rush. Jake wasn't rushing. Had to be around 10 seconds left now. Still time for him to beat this guy once and for all. End the day right against this goalie, with his shirt that had more colors than Baskin-Robbins had flavors, with his bright red gloves and even his baseball cap turned around in a hot dog way. The goalie clapped those red gloves now, eyeballing Jake the whole time, as if to say, bring it. In the words of Quinn Odell, who had a language all his own, the goalie was thuggin' on Jake to the end. Jake didn't care. Upper right corner. That's where he was going with the shot. But the goalie, no dope, was thinking right along with him, leaning that way, moving a step to his right. Cake, Jake thought. The kid had committed just enough, made up Jake's mind for him. He could feel pressure coming now. Feel the crowd that should have been there earlier coming from behind him and from the sides. But no way they were getting there in time. Jake planted his left foot, gave the ball one last small push to the outside like he was teeing the sucker up. Then he let it go. For one shaky moment, he thought he'd leaned back and got too far under it, that it might go sailing over the crossbar. And how many times had Jake seen that happen? A shooter alone in the box, all set up, getting too amped up, and sending it deep into the woods. Not this time. The best part, the very best part, was that the Lincoln goalie was so sure of himself to the end. He was going to dazzle everybody with one more save, launch himself one last time like he was auditioning to get himself into SportsCenter's top 10 plays. He cheated a step to his right, shifting his weight, ready to pounce. Jake put one last fake on the guy and shot. The goalie went one way as the ball went the other. It wasn't just the ball Jake had on a string now. It was like he'd turned the goalie into a puppet that he'd flung to the side. The ball tucked itself into the top corner, the strings of the net making Jake feel as if he'd swished one in hoops, as neatly as a hand fitting into a glove. Goal. But Jake didn't celebrate. Didn't run around the way guys in other sports did at times like this, as if they'd forgotten what the scoreboard says. Jake hadn't forgotten. Jake turned and took one last look at that scoreboard now, just because he couldn't make himself look anywhere else from where he stood on the field. Visitors 8, Belmont 1. It felt like the longest game of Jake's life, and it was only the first game of the season.